Okay. We're on Beitza, Test Zayin Amud Beis, going from Tanan. Okay, about seven lines down. Tanan, Achloi or Sha'avod. If you ate the Eiv Tavshilin or it got lost, Lo Yivashel Alav B'Tachila. You can't use it anymore. Shia mimenu kolshu, but if you left a little bit over, yet so michal of the Shabbos, you can rely upon it for cooking for Shabbos. So my kolshu, when it says kolshu in the Mishnah, what does it mean? Lab, isn't it? Afal gav deleke kazayis. Even though there's not a kazayis, it will be okay as long as you've got a little couple of crumbs left. Says the Gemara, no, lo de east be kazayis. No, it actually has a kazayis. So let's see who's correct. Tashma tavshil zeh, this erev tavshilin. Sleek and it can be roasted, but filu kovosh, even pickled, shalok, heavily cooked, mavushal, cooked normally, but kulis is spanim with this salty fish, shenosan, placed upon it a lov chamin, that you basically rinsed it with hot water, me'er of yomtov, so techiloso, the soifo, the initial amount, and also the end amount, ein lo shia, it doesn't have any shia, so it sounds from here, that's the end of the braisa. My lab ain't no shear kwal. It seems that you don't need any shear, even less than the kazayos will be fine. No, we say no. Lo ain't no shear lamalo. There's no shear lamalo. Means there's no maximum shear. And Yisro pointed the Pnei Yeshua means that you can add other people on, as many as you want. About yesh lo shear lamata, but there is a minimum shear.
Well, like having 100 people on one kazayos of area of tefshim.
Yeah, that's how the Pnei Yeshua explained it.
He's learning
that
Rashi, or that just
done
his...
He didn't quite. Yeah. So, Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Erev Tashilin Trichim Das. You need Das for Erev Tashilin. So this statement, yeah, Pshita Das Miniach Binan. Obviously, you need intent of the person who's doing it. So now, the question is, though, Das Mi Shenicho Loi Be'inon, but do you need Das for the person who placed it for the recipient, or Lo Be'inon, or you don't need? So Tashma, the Avod of Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Ma'arva Kula Nardar. He made an Erev for account of all of the people in Nardar. And also Rebbe Abi, Rebbe Asi, Ma'arva, they made an Erev Akulu on the all of Tveria, for all the people in Tveria. Another case, Makris Rebbe Yaakov Aridi, Mishalo Hiniach Erev Tashilin, somebody who didn't place Erev Tashilin, right? Yavo Yismach Al Shali, you can come and rely upon mine. So you obviously see you don't need the das of the recipients. But Ad Kama, what's the range of the Erev Tavshilin for people to be Yotzi in it, that the Rav has das on them? So Amarav Nchumi Bar Zachari Mishmeid Abaye Ad Tchum Shabbos. If you're in the Tchum Shabbos of the person who placed it, you will be fine. How Samya, that blind person, the Hava Masada Masnisa, he was basically reciting Mishnayos, Kamei de Mar Shmuel, in front of Mar Shmuel, Chazia Shmuel saw the Hava Otziv, that the blind person was unhappy. Amalei, Amai Atzivas, who says, why are you unhappy? So Amalei said to him, Delo oisivi Erev Tashilin. I forgot to do Erev Tashilin. So said Shmuel, Amalei, Somer Chadidi, rely upon mine. Lashana, next year, Chazir again, he saw that, to have it Atziv, that it was also unhappy. So Amalei, Amai Atzivas. So Shmuel said to him, why are you unhappy? So Amalei, Delo oisivi Erev Tashilin. I forgot to do my Erev Tashilin. So Amalei, Pusher, you're lazy. At L'chuli Alma Shari, for everybody else, it's going to be mutter to be so mechel mine if they didn't forget last year. L'didach, but for you, it's going to be awesome because I don't have people like you in mind. Tana Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. Yom Tov came on Erev Shabbos. Ein Ma'arvin, you can't make an Erev. Lo Erev Tachum, you can't make an Erev Tachumim for Shabbos. Velo Erev Yichatzeres for Shabbos. And Rabbi Omer, it depends. Ma'arvin Erev Chatzeres. You can't make an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov Shabbos. About Lo Erev Tachumim. You can't make an Erev Tachumim. So why? Mitnei She'ata Oisroi B'dava Asulam. Because there's a restriction of Tachumim on Yom Tov, so therefore you don't allow him to fix for Shabbos on Yom Tov. V'ata, but you can't prohibit him B'dava Mutalo on Yom Tov, that you're allowed to basically carry without an Erev Chatzeres. So therefore you can make one for Shabbos. Itma. Rav Amar Halacha Katanakama. Rav holds out the halacha is like Tanakama. V'Shmuel Amar Halacha Karebi. The halacha is like Rebbe. So Ibayu Lahu Halacha Karebi. L'kula Olachuma. is a halacha like Rebbe Lekula Lechumra. Says the Gemara, Pshita, what do you mean? Lekula Ka'amah. Rebbe said he's Mekel. So what's the question? No, because this is why I've got a question. Mishum, the Shalach, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar sent Legolas, the people in Chutz La'etz. Look at Shetem Shoinim, not like that you guys teach in when you learn Mishnayis, Bavavel, Rebbe Mati, that Rebbe's Mekel and Chumras Oisrin. Rather, this is the correct version. Ela Rebbe Oiser, Rebbe prohibits of a Chumratirin. So now, So what is, when we said that Shmuel Paskin like Rebbe, a Rav like Talikama, which version was it? Was it the Israeli version, or was it the Babylonian version? So Tashma, the Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi was a young Rav, Ovad Uvda, he did Halacha L'maisa, Kavasi, the Shmuel, like Paskin like Shmuel, the Omer, and the senior Rav commented, Rav, Tachilas Hora, the High Turim Rabban, this first psak of this young rabbi, is the Kulkula, he messed up. That was the comment. So now, Iyamar, if you want to say Bishlam Lekula Ka'amar, the Rebbe is going Lekula, and he passing like Shmuel, and he was Mekel, and he allowed him to do Erev Chatzeros, and a Kilkula. It's a Kilkul, because he was basically permitted something that he shouldn't have been done. That's a Kilkul. Iyamar Lechumra, if you want to say that it was Machmir, yeah, my Kilkula. Ika, what Kilkul is that? It's better to be safe than sorry. Just didn't allow them to do it. So what's the Kilkul over there? So you see over here, it must be there was. There is Mekel. No. So answer the Gemara, no, you could there could be a kill call by being Machmer. Why? Kimdim Kalkali by Rabbin. If you're gonna not do an Eruv Chatzeros, there's gonna be a kill call because people are gonna end up carrying without an Eruv. That is a kill call. So Hainu Kilkula, that is a kill call. So I'm a Rav Chista, I'm a Rav Huna, Halacha Karebi, the Halacha is like Rebbe Uli. So we go with the Israeli version and the Rebbe's Machmer, and we you can't make an Eruv Chatzeros on Yom Tov Shabbos.
Okay. What's your question?